Let's bring in Mike Kazi and sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, what do we have to talk about here?
Not much.
I was going to say, it's so bad, I even included on the internet page some Tour de France news.
Really? That thing's still going on?
Yeah. Well, you know, got to keep the drug company happy. So let's see.
About that.
So Harper won the home run derby. I guess I didn't watch it. I was.
Me neither. Yeah. I mean, every day you watch a baseball game, it's a home run derby. So why would you want to watch it when they're serving them up on a platter to them? The home run derby. What they really should have done was get the Mets bullpen staff to pitch to these guys, and they probably would have hit more home runs.
That's right. All right, now another story that I know you loved. Two ball players that you really love to talk about. LeVar Ball claims he could beat LeBron one on one. He could have beat LeBron one on one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that the father? Or
I probably could have struck out Roberto Clemente 72 times too.
And I could have shut out a team at hockey when I used to.
You could have beat Jesse Owens in 100.
Yeah, no,
when we're getting crazy, you might as well go all the way, right?
I would love when people say stuff like that. I mean, it drives you a little crazy.
Yeah, so you know when people say things that far fetched, you got to come back and say something even more ridiculous, because then they really got no grounds to come at you with something after they said something so dumb too.
All right. Now, speaking of interest,
how
about this? Tony Romo won the
Come on, Marshall. Leave Tony Romo alone.
No, listen to this. He won the American Celebrity Golf Championship, won $145,000. Right. So, what did he do with the check?
He donated it somewhere.
He donated it to a bunch of charities, and they asked him.
LeVar Ball, if he would have won, like he said, he probably could. He'd go make more sneakers.
Well, he said exactly this. Listen. I retired with a $108 million contract after when I retired. I want to play golf as an amateur, even though I'll play in some paid events. And I just think that this is the best way to do it. And there you go.
Good for him. I always liked Tony Romo.
I like Tony Romo too. I think he was in a quarterback that was, if he was on a team like, I'll put any great team that was fully balanced on offense and defense, the guy would be like Tom Brady. He would have won that many Super Bowls, I think.
Hey, how many Super Bowls did Dan Marino win?
Yeah, no, I mean,
and everybody says he's one of the greatest that ever played. Yeah. Tony Romo, he did a lot for his team. He gave everything to his team. He came back too many times too early from big injuries many times for his team. If anybody questions the integrity of Tony Romo, I have no respect for you.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big Dallas Cowboy fan, but you know what? Could you imagine what the Cowboys' records would have been all those years without him?
Dismal. They would have been even worse than they were.
They would only won single numbers that put five and six games probably each season.
Now, Tony Romo, even though he never won a championship, he was a good quarterback with a lot of heart who always gave everything he always had. Can't say anything bad about Tony Romo. And you could see it carries on to his life after the game with what you said he did yesterday.
Yeah, just he's just a good guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Some people are that way. Huh. I mean, you could tell people that are real, like Tony Romo. You could take people that are phony, and there's a hell of a lot of them in sports, folks. You could take your pick. Yeah. And unfortunately, the second group outnumbers the people in the first group. But Tony Romo, he's just an all-around good person, and if there were more people like him in sports, there'd be less problems in sports.
We'll just go over it. Tony Romo, someone like Big Papi, someone like Derek Jeter when they were in sports. There's a list of people that do the right thing with their stardom and with their fame and with their money, and then there's the other list, the B list.
Yeah, the B list outnumbers the A list.
Yeah, it really does. Unfortunately, it really does.
It would get tightened if it wasn't for football.
like we
fool around every morning saying reading at the rap sheet in the morning is like the update for the NFL.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's constant. It's constant, and Here's why I talk about it, and because the NFL, of all the leagues, has a policy and has a division that they spend millions of dollars on.
Yeah.
That that players, when they go out in public, all they have to do is notify the league where they're going, and they'll put somebody with them so they don't get into trouble. And you still see this. You still see this. It's amazing. And I'm not talking about when the football season's on.
No, it's all year round.
That's right. As long as they're under contract to an NFL team, wherever they go, they can have somebody with them to keep them out of trouble.
I wonder if Hillary Clinton's in charge of that division.
I have no idea. But that's the part about the NFL. And I know, because I know somebody who was at a club in Boston and saw, I forget which Patriot it was, and was razzing him. And the Patriot was getting pretty upset. And the guys just came over to the person that was razzing him and said, "Listen, if you think we're going to leave the bar, you're crazy. We're going to ask the owners to escort you out if you don't stop harassing the player."
You know, that's the whole thing too. With a professional athlete, when they're out and about on their own time, they're out and about on their own time, just like any other person. If you're a fan or someone that dislikes that player or team or something, and you see them somewhere, and you start getting on their case, you know, caveat emptor, because these guys can only take so much, just like you would.
That's exactly
until
right.
Until you reach the boiling point. And then when you reach the boiling point, all of a sudden these guys are bad people. Well, if you put anybody in their position, you could take somebody, I don't know, in charge of any major company in the country that you have a problem with, and if that guy was out somewhere and about and you rode them until they reached the breaking point and they broke something over your head, they're going to be a bad guy too. So you need to respect people. You should keep your mouth shut, because they are human and they're going to reach a breaking point that anybody would reach, and that doesn't make them a bad person. However, the things that happen with the NFL, with the stupid stuff that these guys do, it's a little bit different. But if you see somebody out and about and you ride them, you know, these guys reach their breaking point, chances are they're in better shape than you.
That's right.